Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's good to see you. Hope you had a good weekend. The weather's starting to turn, but fall's okay, I guess. I like summer better. The plan for today is to keep pushing on binary numbers. We're gonna learn how to add and subtract binary numbers, and we'll wonder at the end of it, why didn't they teach us this in elementary school? It's so much easier. Because there's only two digits, 0 and 1. It's so much easier to memorize. But before we do that, I wanted to try a couple things. Let's see. So do we have any emergency questions on the homework? There was there's always this wonderful flurry of messages posted on the chat around 11 to 2 in the morning, the night before it's due, which I end up missing a lot of that excitement, what with sleeping and all. But it looked like people were being really helpful to each other, and I appreciate that. It looked like the class was working well, and there wasn't a lot of cursing or being mad at each other or being mad at me, and that's all good. But nevertheless, there were questions that came up, so I thought I could field a question or two if people had any. Yeah. 3C. So this is not a computer science question, right? The question was like a little word puzzle, and the question is, if you look at the titles of the three products that the first three barcodes are about, you discover that there is you can pull a word out of each one of them that form together in a group. And that group has something to do with a game that people play. So don't pay attention to what the products actually are. That's irrelevant. It's just the words in the product. If you scrambled the words, it shouldn't make any difference. It's just one of the words in each of those titles connects to one of the words in each of the other titles. So that was more or less the hint I was giving online. I think some of the students were giving each other hints by email off of the chat that were a little bit more detailed. But I'd like to leave it at that for now, if that's okay. So far, I think everybody who got it at the end said, oh, wow, why didn't I see that? So it's one of these things that it's not hard to see, but once you have the right answer, it's like, okay, it all fits together. Yeah?
I said a question about the format.
The format of...
So you actually just type in your answers, right?
Yeah, so there's a human being at the other end that's going to read these.
Okay.
So you want to... This Bethany, who you saw her picture at one point. So you just have to make sure that she understands what you're saying.
Yeah, because I just never seen them like that, so normally it's just...
You're communicating with the person, so as long as you can explain it to her, it should be okay. There isn't any kind of special format. She speaks English. She's in Canada, so I guess she speaks Canadian, whatever that is. That was a joke. They speak English and some French in Canada. It's fine.
Yeah.
For pictures, sometimes it's tricky. Some people will do all their answers in a Word document and then attach the Word document. That's fine. Other people type in answers in boxes associated with each question. That's fine. I think I set up two different ways of handing things in, which was a mistake. I thought one was the other and the other didn't exist. So probably by homework two, it will be much less ambiguous. But the way it is now, we'll take it any way that the information is getting to us. We'll accept it and we'll grade it and it'll be okay. Do you have your hand up? No. Okay.
I have
Ethan. Okay, and then up there.
I just wanted to hand the homework and hit add, and then upload the files in the Dropbox.
That should work. Yeah. I mean, it'll be in our possession, and we can do with it what we need to do. Yeah. Oh wait, no, hang on. There was a hand here first.
Yeah. I did it there was a section for handed homework and homework.
Yeah, yeah. Pardon?
There was a section for homework.
No, but I think by homework 2, the hand-in homework thing will probably disappear. I think I didn't remember that homework also has a way of doing the hand-in through it, so I added another tool for doing hand-in, and it ended up being redundant. But either one of those should be okay this time. I will be talking to Bethany and letting her know that information's coming in a couple different ways, so it should be fine. All right, so then there we go.
I added in two different ways, but I had to make
double
some corrections.
You had to what?
I made some corrections, like one of them.
Oh,
two different. Like, you can delete one of them, you can't delete the other one.
Okay.
So, I have two different.
Just make sure that Bethany can tell which one she should count. Or send her email and just say, you know what, I'm sorry, I handed it in both ways, but I'd prefer that you score this one. This was an earlier version. Because again, you know, this is all going through an actual, you know, live customer service representative. Yeah.
For me, when I was opening up number 7, it wasn't appearing on my computer. I didn't know if anybody else had a similar problem. I was able to get it on somebody else's computer, but I didn't even know it existed until the last time.
What was number 7?
True, false.
Oh, okay. I have no idea why. I mean, it was all in the same PDF file.
Yeah, I don't. There was a blank space like on the bottom of that page, but it just wasn't showing up for me. I don't know why. I didn't know if somebody else had the problem or not.
I'm so sorry. That's new to me. I hate computers too. I like computer scientists though. All right, was there another? And all right, so pushing on. You know, this being the first time we're doing the homework hand-in, there will be a certain amount of slack that will happen. Just, you know, do your best, get it in. If there's glitches, let us know, we'll fix them, and, you know, next time it'll run a little bit more smoothly. Just don't, you know, make sure it gets done, but don't freak out about it, because it'll get taken care of, don't worry about it. All right, so, oh, so the next thing I wanted to do is we need to think of a word that Google doesn't know. A word that if we type it into Google, it'll say, what will it say? Like, no hits, that sort of thing. Like, or maybe even, did you mean? But whatever it is, it will come up with no web pages. So you'd be amazed at how difficult this is to do. But we're going to do it. All right, so here's Google. So give me a word. Google. All right, so if we search for Google, it turns out that has, well, let's see, 3 billion hits. All right, so we just have to get down from 3 billion to zero.
Would that be a real word?
No, in fact, it would be very hard to come up with a real word that Google doesn't know, because it has indexed dictionaries. We could do that. It's not quite as fun, but I mean, actually, lots of random letters like T Z P L. That's going to have hits. In fact, 4,000 of them. So we could just keep doing that until it runs out. But let's try to be a little bit more clever.
Being more than one word.
That actually does help a lot, because there's fewer pages that are going to have combinations of words, but just for the purposes of this demo, it would be helpful if it was one word. But I heard some kind of idea coming from this quadrant. Sorry?
Fee Barkle?
Fee Barkle?
No, fake barcode?
Fake barcode?
No.
Oh, but given that actual fake barcode.
I tried that.
And you get no hits, right. So let's see. Well, do you want to make up one? Again, it's just sort of not as interesting as something that looks like a word. Well, let's just try fake barcode. All right, first of all, it realized that we left the space out. And second of all, it found 9 pages that actually have it all strung together like that. Here it is. You need a fake barcode. But of course, there's the plural. Okay, that had 1,000 hits. So apparently fake barcodes all run together. It's even more common. I don't see, where is it though? Oh, you know what, here, okay, this is another thing we can do. It's possible, Google has become a little bit more flexible. The people who program the search engine will actually have it not just search for exactly what you asked for, unless you stick a plus in front of it. You stick a plus in front of it, it literally searches for, there it is, fake barcodes. Along with Family Blessing and Fashion Week 2006. And by the way, iScrew. Does that mean anything? And if it does, don't tell me. Because it can't be good. All right, so fake barcodes. We're barking up a dead end here. We need another creative idea to get us into the space of no hits. What do you think, guys?
If you leave it blank, what happens?
If you search for just null, emptiness,
yes,
then everything in the world matches.
Oh, really?
No, I think it'll just say you didn't enter it. It just takes you to the home page. Yeah, it knows the difference between entering something and entering nothing. Sure.
Geezel rub.
All right, let's make sure I spell that right. Geezel rub.
With the G in the front.
Oh. See, it's actually not that Geezel rub. And is Is it EL or LE?
LE.
LE, all right. We have a winner. All right, so Gieselrub. So we all saw, yes, we all witnessed that Gieselrub, when you enter it into Google, comes out with your search, Gieselrub, did not match any documents. This word does not appear anywhere that we can identify. And what we're going to do is we're going to make a web page that has Gieselrub on it. And we're going to, oh, that came out too small. And we're going to see how long it takes Google to figure out that Gieselrub is a real word, according to us. All right, but that will be a demo for another class, because we can make that web page right now and nothing will happen. It will still not, Google will not know about it. All right. all right, the next thing to do is we have what I hope will be a cool clicker demo. All right. So, oh, that seems to fit okay. It's a little cut off on the sides, but let me stretch it out a little bit. All right, so power up your clickers. Oh, it almost fits. The title almost fits. The box weren't so narrow. I'll be okay. All right, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to pick a number between 1 and 31, and I'm going to show you a series of screens, and on each screen, you're going to tell it whether or not your number is on the screen. You're not going to tell it your number, but you're going to say whether or not your number is there. And then it's going to the computer. We have a special attachment now that will read your mind. All right, so here we go. Think of your number. Oh, all right. That's 31 underneath there. Sorry about that. So start vote. All right, this is a little bit problematic. So here's what it says now. It says, is your number in the list above? So is your number anyone on the screen from here to here? I'm not talking about 105 or 99, any of this stuff here. Just the stuff in the grid. And the one number that you can't see here is a 31. So click, oh, and you can't see what it says. It says A for yes and B for no. A if you're in the list, B if you're not in the list. And if people, Sergio, if people click on one and then the other, does it just take the last one? Or okay. So if you goof, then you can click it again. Hey, guys. You good? There are seats. You just wanted to come in for this one click, I guess. All right, so if everybody's good, then we're gonna stop these votes and go on to another screen of numbers. All right, next screen. Start votes. All right, so is your number on this screen? A for yes, B for no. And once again, it's 31 that's underneath the label. I think it's always going to be 31. Okay. Anyone need any more time? Okay, we're stopping. Going to the next screen. Here's another screen of numbers. Click A if your number's in this matrix. Again, 31 is hidden, but click yes if your number's 31. B for no. All right. And except this is not the last one. This is the last one. One more. All right. If you need more time, let me know. Otherwise, we're stopping. Going to the next screen. Oh, what's it doing? There we go. All right. It had to think a little. All right. Starting votes again. Once again, click A if your number's in this list. Looks like the odd numbers, more or less. 31 is underneath the label. Click B if your number's not in the list. What happens if people don't click? Does it take it as a B? No, it's that. Oh, good. Well done. That's the right thing to do. All right. If you need more time, hold up your hand. Otherwise, I'm stopping. Okay, stopping. Next. Oh, wait. Man, there's a lot of... Very chatty computer. All right, so once again, click A if your number's in this list. 31 is underneath the button. And B if your number's not in the list. Need any more time? Okay, stopping. And, okay, now we have to fire up the mind-reading subprocessor. All right, so look for your number and your Eden account name, or your clicker number if we don't know your Eden account name yet. Should be associated with your number. This is 1 through 4, 5 through 8, 9 through 12, 13 through 16, 17 through 20. Oh, a lot of people like 17 for obvious reasons. 21 to 24, 25 to 28, and 39. And nobody picked 31. I kept talking 31, but nobody picked it. All right, so... all right, here's what I need you to do. If it worked, if the number that it said you picked was the number you picked, you have to go, ooh,
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
Excellent. Now, if it didn't, if you got the thing that it listed with your name was not what you actually picked, go, huh? Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Huh?
Oh, really? So what happened? That was supposed to work. Your name wasn't on the list, but your clicker number should have been, right?
Yeah,
no.
It's not the clicker number.
Oh, those are student ID numbers.
Yes, not exactly student ID. It's like, there might be clickers which are not registered.
Yes.
The list that you have.
Yes.
So those clickers can't appear there. They're just the numbers.
Yeah, but it's the clicker number on the back.
Yeah, the code number on
yeah.
The clicker is in hexa. This is it's in the 10th base.
Oh, okay. All right. I can explain that. Your clicker number was there, but the only way that you would have known that is if you could, in your head, convert 16-digit hexadecimal numbers into decimal numbers, which you won't. I can't do, but I will teach you at least how to do it on paper later. But yeah, you wouldn't have recognized the number if it was up there. So if you're not registered yet, you came up as a code, but you wouldn't have recognized what that code meant. For which we apologize. This was the first time trying this particular demo, but mostly it worked, and it's kind of cool. And I used to do this magic trick as a kid. I had a collection of cards, and you show cards to people, and then at the end you say, "Oh, your number is 17," or whatever it happened to be. It's not always 17, just mostly. So, so it's kind of cool. Do you want to know how it works? Okay. Here's the fun thing. So I used to do this as a kid before I did computer stuff. But it turns out that the secret to it is binary numbers.
Oh.
So let's what's the right way to do it? Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, it was interesting if somebody guessed the number and saw his name or her name for another number.
Oh, okay. So was anybody? So there's two ways that the computer might not have read your name, read your mind properly. One is if your clicker wasn't registered and it didn't know your name and it put up the code and you wouldn't recognize it tonight. The other possibility is that it actually put your name up next to a wrong number. So did anybody have that happen? Yeah? So what was your number?
17.
Oh, okay. So let's do the trick and then we can see if we can figure out what actually went wrong. So let's do 17. All right, so number 17. Let's remember from last time how to turn a number from decimal into binary. Okay, remember what binary has, if you want to think about the plates again, is you need to figure out how many one coins you need, how many two coins, how many four coins. That's another one. Here's a two. All right, so we've got a one, a two, a four, an eight, a 16, and that should be enough for this particular demo. All right, so how do we turn 17 into binary? 16, 8, 4, 2, 1. So we want to say, how many 16s are in 17? One. All right, so what's left after that? Once we take the 16 out, there's one 1 left. So there's no 8s, no 4s, no 2s, and one 1. So the binary representation of 17 is 10001. Okay? Now, here's what we did with these grids of numbers. The first grid, actually, what was the order? Was the first grid 16s? The 8. Oh, you did them in scrambled order?
Yeah.
All right. You can imagine that, well, one of the screens listed all the numbers. So, all the numbers from 1 to 31 that have the 1 bit on, if it's in binary. So, it's got 16, 17, 18, 19, all the way up through 31. Those are all the numbers that when you write them out in binary, have a 1 in this position. Okay? Then, there was another screen where you were asked, basically, does your number have a 1 in the 8th position? And what the grid of numbers was all the numbers, all the decimal numbers, who, if you wrote them out in binary, would have a 1 in this position. And there was, I guess, 16 of them, like half of 32. The next screen, or another screen, said, basically, here's all the numbers that have a 1 in the 4's position when you write it out in binary. And you clicked yes or no. You basically told it, do you have a
a 1 in the 16th place? Do you have a 1 in the 8th place? Do you have a 1 in the 4th place? Do you have a 1 in the 2's place? And then one of the grids was, do you have a 1 in the 1's place? That was all the odd numbers. All the odd numbers have a 1 in the 1's place. All the even numbers have a 0 in the 1's place. So just like decimal, you can just look at the last digit and say whether a number is even or odd in binary. Just if it's 0, it's even. If it's 1, it's odd. All right, so after it found out from you what all the digits were, it knew your number in binary, and it converted it to decimal by saying, all right, add up how many ones, was there a 1, yes or no, add 1. Was there 2, yes or no, add 2. Was there 4, yes or no, add 4. Was there 8, yes or no, add 8. Was there 16, yes or no, add 16. And so if you clicked on the screen that had all the 16 bits turned on and the screen that had all the 1 bits turned on, it would have listed you as picking 17. So really, there was no magic. You actually told it your number, but you told it in binary. So person, right, what was your name?
Justina.
Okay, so Justina, it told her that her number was 16. So what did it receive from her that would have given the answer 16? Did she answer yes, or did it think she answered yes or no to the grid with the 16s? Yeah, 8, no, 4, no, 2, no, 1, no. So her number was in the list of odd numbers, and then either you misclicked it or something happened in the air between you and the clicker. But anyway, it saw her click 0 for that last one. And so it said, okay, she's got a 1 in the 16th place and a 0 in all the others, she chose 16. So that's why it went wrong. But so I would have been really surprised, for example, had she had the number that she was thinking of was 17, and it said something like 4, right? Where like all the bits were pretty much wrong. So that would have been weird. But the fact that it just misread one bit position, that's not so surprising. These things happen. All right. So this is what's another thing that's cute about this is if you want to do it to a person. Let's see. It's not hard to do in your head because, where's the next button? I can't. It doesn't. I can't get down there because it doesn't scroll up. So that's not going to work. All right. Anyway, the point is that the grid of numbers that are all the numbers that have a 1 in the 8th position, 8 is in that list, because you make 8 by 0, 1, 0, 0, 0. So 8 is in that list. 16 is in the list of ones that have the 16 bit on. 4 is in the list of ones that have the 4 on. All you have to do is add the number that's in the upper left corner. Of all the things, so you show people the cards and they say yes or no. If they say yes, add the number in the right hand corner to a running sum in your head. And when you're done, you show the last card, which is the ones. Take the final total and you say that's your number. That works.
But it works because of binary numbers. All right.
Great.
All right, so what I'd like to do is kind of reinforce a couple things that we've been going over. With some clicker questions, and then we'll dive back into the lecture. We'll do some addition and subtraction. Oh, good point. Which I can do by going here. Good call. Because maybe they were gonna fight it out. Macs never have problems. Oh, I don't know what just happened. Okay. All right. So one person asked me a question about these tables. Let's see. And so I think it's useful to think about the truth table and these logical formulas as being two different representations of the same thing. So
if you think about, so this is the table to formula, which formula corresponds to the table? And the A line is Z equals not left paren, not X or Y right paren. So what does that do? That's something that if you give it, if I have that in my head, and you tell me a value for X and a value for Y, I can give you a value of Z just by evaluating that expression. The truth table on the right is the same thing. You give me any value you want for X and any value you want for Y, and I can look in the table and give you a value for Z. So they represent the same mapping. If for every X and Y you give the thing on the left, you get the same answer from the thing on the right. So which of those, actually, which of these five choices gives you this table? The table has false, false gives you false, false, true gives you true, false, true gives you false. No, sorry, true, false gives you false, and true, true gives you false. So you can only, you're only true in the case where X is false and Y is true. Choice B now is Z equals X and not Y. Choice C is Z equals not X or Y. Choice D is Z equals not left paren X and Y, right paren, right, which is different from the other ones, all right? And choice E is Z equals not X and Y. So which one gives you that table? All right, I have my answer. All right, anyone need a little bit more time? Okay, stopping in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stopping. All right, so each of these lines corresponds to some truth table, because we can just fill it in. We can say, well, for line A, it's not left paren, not X or Y. Well, what happens if we fill in X is false and Y is false? So that's inside the parentheses, not X is true, or Y is false. So the inside parentheses part is true, and then Z equals not of that. So Z would be false if X is false and Y is false, which does match the first line of the table. So that is one possibility. Let's see, how would we actually do this? So we've got X, Y, and Z. False, false gives you false. False, true gives you true. True, false gives you false. And true, true gives you false. All right, so now let's look at the different equations. The first one says not X or Y. Not X or Y. So when is this going to be true? This is going to be true whenever the thing inside is false. The thing inside is going to be false only if Y is false and X is true. Y is false and X is true. So I claim that the truth table for this logical expression would go false, false, true, false, which is not the one we wanted. Does that work? Is that right? So if we did Morgan's law on this, it would be X and not Y. In other words, X is true, Y is false. All right, so that's right. So it's not that choice. What about X and not Y? Well, that's the same thing we just did. So this is the same as X and not Y. Those are equal. What about, let's see, what about not X and Y? Not X and Y. So this is an expression that's true because it's an and. It's only true if both sides are true. So not X has to be true. In other words, X has to be false. And Y has to be true. In other words, Y has to be true. And that will correspond to this row of the table, where Y is false and X is true. So it would give us false for this, true for that, false for this, and false for that, which is what we wanted. So this is the expression we wanted. And you should be able to check the other ones and see that they give slightly different tables, not quite what you want. Okay.
So let me just see what the... Oh, just turned off, didn't it?
probably full. That's bad.